We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ribbis, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Lamed Aleph. The Shir today is dedicated for a Refuah Shleima for Avraham ben Rachel, and for Yeshua, for Shleima ben Reina, and for all of our relatives and friends, all of those that need different Yeshuas and Refuahs, all of them should get the Yeshuas Refuahs that they need immediately, if not sooner, Mitzvah Hashem. Paragraph Lamed Aleph. V'zeh shehoi diyoya shem yisborach ma sheshogo beparsha zois shelvoera. And this is why we find Hashem enlightening Moshe Rabbeinu and informing Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Voera about the mistake that he made in the previous part, in Parshas Shmois. Shenimshach le'inyan hakoidem, which goes back, the beginning of Voera is discussing what happened at the end of Parsha Shmois, the Parsha before it. Al she'omar lomo harayosa, with one of the last psukim in Parsha Shmois is where Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Hashem and says, Hashem, why did you do this? Why did you make things worse? Kama shapirish Rashi, as Rashi HaKodesh explains over there. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, Vayedaber Elohim el Moshe. Elohim spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elov, and Hashem said, Ani Hashem. Ki kol hakushyos shekoshal Hashem Yisborach, because all the questions that the Jewish people and that the world has about Hashem, in trying to understand why Hashem does things and why he does it a certain way, nimshach mehastora soemes. It all comes from the fact that the truth is hidden. And that's where Hashem, the ways of Hashem that we can't understand, it's all coming from the fact that the emes is hidden. The real, we are in an oilam hasheker. This place is called oilam hasheker. And therefore, while we're existing in this world, the emes, the truth, is the best hidden secret of all. Shehem bechinas tzadik v'toiv loy, tzadik v'raloy, rosha v'toiv loy, rosha v'raloy. As in one of the most important examples that the Gemara gives, where the Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu, there was one thing, that the thing that was troubling him the most, that he begged Hashem, Hashem, reveal to me the secret. What was the secret? The Gemara says in Brachas, the secret of why there are tzadikim that seem to have things good, and tzaddikim that things seem to be terrible for them. And there are rishoim, evil, wicked people, that seem to have wonderful lives. Things are going great for them. And there are rishoim that things go terrible for them. What's that all about? V'hakoil b'shvil habchira. The reason why this is not clear, the reason why the emes is hidden, is so that there should be free choice. Because if the emes were clear, there wouldn't be any choice. It would be obvious to everybody what the right thing to do is. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, Vayedaber Elohim. Elohim spoke, Bechinas Din. We know Hashem's name Elohim always represents Gevura, Midas Hadin. Vayomer Elov, Ani Hashem, Bechinas Rachamim. Elohim said, I am Hashem, I am Rachamim. Hainu shehoidioi, Hashem informed Moshe Rabbeinu, ki Hashem, hu ho Elohim, that Yudke Vovke and Elohim are really one. That Chesed, Hashem's Chesed and Hashem's Givura are both really one. V'hakoil echod, ki midas horachamim umidas hadin, hakoil echod be'emes lamitoi. Because when you analyze the real truth, the chesed of Hashem and the din of Hashem are coming from the exact same place. It's all one. Rak she'ef shalahasig zois. It's just that we, in our human form, in this physical world, cannot understand this completely. Ki etzem amitas drochov umidoisav yisborach, i'ef shalahasig, kemoi she'ef shalahasig atzmusa yisborach. Because the way, just like we can't understand Hashem himself, so too we cannot understand the ways of Hashem. The ways of Hashem and Hashem himself, it's all one. Just like we realize we don't understand Hashem, We can't understand completely the ways of Hashem. However, again, even on our level, a parent who has a child, and the child on Monday morning asks the parent, can I please have X? And the parent says, gladly, of course. Here you go, my pleasure. I'm so happy you asked for it. I'm happy to give it to you. On Tuesday morning, the child asks for Y. And the parent says, definitely not. You cannot have Y. And the child says, you are not my daddy. Because yesterday, I asked you for something and you gave it to me right away. Today I ask you for something, you are not giving it to me. You are not the same daddy as yesterday. I don't like you. And if the child is 3 years old or 4 years old, 5 years old, or sometimes 25 years old, we understand that. But if a child has a certain level of intelligence, the child can think and analyze and realize that, number one, X and Y are two different things. And just because the parent said no to Y, it's not because the parent is angry or hates the kid or he changed his opinion about the kid. It's because saying yes to X is exactly the same as saying no to Y. Saying yes to give you, I'll give you $100 to buy books for school is the same thing as saying no to Y. I will not give you $500 to buy drugs for school, to be able to purchase drugs while you're in school so you'll be able to smoke marijuana or do other things. The yes and the no are the same. It's coming from the same exact place, a complete love and respect and responsibility and everything. And sometimes even saying yes to X on Sunday and saying no to X, to the same X on Monday, is also coming from the same place. Just because I do something good for you today doesn't mean that tomorrow, if I don't do it, it's because I don't like you or anything. Could be I don't have it. I don't have it to give you the following day. Or something has changed from Monday to Tuesday. Circumstances have changed where what I said yes to on Monday obligates me to the same reasons that I had for saying yes on Monday are the same exact reasons that will explain why I say no on Tuesday. V'zehu vo'eiro el Avraham el Yitzhak v'el Yaakov b'kel shakoi u'shmi Hashem lo'inoy dati lohem. Hashem goes on to explain to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, I revealed myself to Avraham Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu with the name Kel Shakoi, and I did not enlighten them about my name Yudke Vovke. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ikar his galus amita selakus yisbora choyalidei ho'ovois. Because the main revelation of Hashem, of Hashem's truth, was introduced to the world by the ovois hakdoshim, Avraham Yitzchok v'Yaakov. Avol iefsher legalois ho'emes bepam echod. However, it's impossible to reveal and to explain the entire truth in one shot, in one session. Ki ho emes tzorech lehizbarer boze ho oilam habechira daiko b'chol dor v'dor ad sheyavoy Mashiach. Because the truth has to go through different stages of refinement and further refinement and further refinement throughout each and every single generation until Mashiach comes. Oz yizgale ho emes b'shleimus. That's when the truth will be revealed on the highest level, to the fullest level. Ki Hashem Yisborach Echod Ushmo Echod. Because Hashem and His name are all one. Sheze Ikar Hoemes. That's the real truth. Bechinas Kuloy Echod, Kuloy Toiv, Kuloy Kodesh. Hashem is all one, all good, all holy. Aval afal pikein mitzad hamekablim yesh chilukim rabim beinyan hasogas amito yisporach lechol chad kefi yigiosu bavados yisporach. However, regarding us, regarding those who are on the receiving end from Hashem, regarding us, there are major differences. There are many differences regarding our perception of Hashem's truth. Each and every one of us according to how much effort we put into serving Hashem. That's what affects our understanding of Hashem and our perception of Hashem. Sheze bechinas, this is what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Noida basheorim bala. Her husband is understood, is known and understood within the gates. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, L'chol chad kifuman de meshayar balibe. Each and every single person, according to their ability to evaluate, the word she'orim means gates, and the term to be meshayar means to evaluate. According to each and every individual's person's ability to evaluate Hashem, to understand Hashem, each and every person is different. Every single one of us reads it differently. We don't read it exactly the same. Hainu, now Rav Nosson Zal crystallizes it. Hainu, kifum yegiyosa. Is it based on my IQ? Is it based on what I eat for breakfast? Rav Nosson Zal says, Hainu, kifum yegiyosa. Lahasig amitosa yisborach. Based on the amount of effort that each and every person puts in trying to understand Hashem, trying to understand Hashem's truth, that's what decides that person's ability in his heart to perceive Hashem, to perceive Hashem correctly, and to understand Hashem, to read Hashem correctly. As is discussed in the Zohar HaKadosh in several places. The Zohar HaKadosh says, De'is morei de'yodin v'raglin. There are masters of the hands and feet. Shemasigin bebchina zois shenikru yodin. There are some people whose understanding of Hashem is on the level of hands. They understand kavyochel, the hands of Hashem. There are other people who understand the feet of Hashem. There are other v'is bilavush nemalka, and there are those who kavyochel, their connection is with the clothing of the king, the garments of the king. V'ihu lo yishtani bechol asar. However, Hashem does not change. Hashem is no different in any of those places. Hashem is one. Kavyochel, Hashem's hands and feet, and it's all oneness. It's just from our perspective, from the way we perceive Hashem, we on our side see a lower level, a higher level. It appears to us as more kindness, more harshness. I remember a famous story that I heard when I first zeicher to come to Breslau from Rabbi Chaim Rosen, zeicher l'vroch, in one of his shiurim, where he said that during the time of the Mezritcha Maggid, I believe it was, the Jews were going through some very, very difficult situations in Europe, persecution by the Goyim, terrible persecution in Poland, in Russia, all of those places. And at one point, one of the before the Maggid was going to pass away, I think it was before the Maggid was going to pass away, this student was very close to him, and he spoke to him, and they made a deal. I don't remember which one it was, whether it was the Maggid, the student passed away before the Maggid, or vice versa, but the one who was about to pass away made a tkiyas kaf. He gave a handshake, which is the most serious, serious kind of commitment, that when he gets up to heaven, he's going to ask for an explanation of what's going on down there. Why are things so terrible for the Jewish people? And he's going to come back. He's going to come in a dream to the one who's back down here on earth to explain, to enlighten him about the situation. A while after he passed away, he came to him in a dream, and he said to so in the dream, the one who was on earth asked the one who had passed away, remember you said you were going to try to find out what, why are things so terrible for the Jews down here? He said, Rebbe, I want you to know, I really wanted to do that, but from up here, it all looks great. It all looks like peaches and cream. From up here, it looks as if everything is wonderful. We don't see suffering. We don't see problem. Up here, everything looks great. Why? Because they're in the world of truth. They're in the Olam Ho'emes Lamitoi. They see and understand why Hashem is doing everything and how it's all really blessings. There are no curses. The curses are blessings. The punches our ice cream. It's all the love. It's all an expression of Hashem's love for the Jewish people. It's all for the sake of healing them. We mentioned before, today everybody knows no pain, no gain. If you want to advance, if you want to get muscles, if you have to stretch on a physical level, can't do it. So kaviyochel, even on our level, there are certain things we understand that a person cannot achieve certain success without certain failure. You can't have day without night. You can't. So in the Olam Ho'emes, where they see it up there, they see everything as wonderful. That's one of the reasons why we're mispalel down here and why we go to Kivrei Tzadikim to tell them, hey, it hurts. I know to you up there, it looks like it's great. It looks like everything's wonderful. But to us down here, ouch, it's terrible. We can't handle it. And that's why Rabbeinu Zal has a chapter on Likutei Moran where he says that Yaakov Avinu gave a brocha to his children. The brocha that he gave was Kel Shakai Yitein Lochem Rachamim. May Hashem give you kindness. So Rabbeinu Zal asks in Likutei Moran, it seems like a strange word. I can understand show you kindness, but what does it mean, may Hashem give you rachamim? What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Zal says that Hashem's definition of rachmonis can sometimes mean a kick in the face or a punch in the head or a loss of $1 billion. But we down here, to us, that ain't rachmonis. Based on our limited understanding, that's pain, that's suffering, that's hurts. So Yaakov Avinu's bracha to his kids was that Hashem should give over the rachmonis to us. He should let us define what rachmonis is. Because his definition sometimes, even though we trust him and he's right, he's 100% right, it's all good, but it hurts. It's very, very painful. And sometimes it's so painful, we can't handle it, or it feels like we can't handle it. So that, again, all of this, I'm simplifying it to a degree. Obviously, all of this, there's a lot to understand in. But on a certain level, for us to, a person would say, but hold on a second. If a doctor says to a patient that I have to cut, I'm going to have to make stitches now, otherwise you're going to bleed to death. And the patient says, no thanks. You stuck that needle in my flesh and it hurt. And that pain is worse than bleeding. It's worse than anything. I don't want the stitches, you know. Who's right? The doctor or the patient? Who knows better, the doctor or the patient? We know that 1 in 1,000 times the doctors are right. You know, they do get it right. So sometimes they're right. And, you know, you have to stay and you have to have that pain. So a person would say, hold on a second. Then here, when it comes to Hashem also, what are we better off? Are we better off in having Hashem define the chesed or us define the chesed? And the answer is, both are right in some ways. It's a very delicate issue, very delicate. And one of the Breslov Hasidim who lived in Ukraine, you know, during the 1800s when there were these snows, you know, they have snow 6 feet deep and everything, and he didn't have boots. So he was once overheard in his Hespoidus saying to Hashem, Hashem, you want me to go to shul, right? You want me to daven with a minyan, and I want to daven with a minyan. If you want me to go to shul, either give me boots or either give me the brains to understand that I don't need boots, that I can walk without the boots, or I can, one of the two. And to some degree, in all of our prayers, there has to be both of these sides have to be addressed. That on one hand, we daven Hashem like simple human beings. If a person is sick, they ask Hashem, Hashem, give me your refuah shleima. If a person needs money, they say, Hashem, please, I need money. I need money to pay for the leg. I need money to send my kid to yeshiva. I need money for food. I need money for whatever it is. However, once a person learns Torah a little, and once a person becomes religious, and especially if they get introduced to Rabbeinu Zal's teachings, they have to also include in their tefillah that Hashem, I know that everything is for my good. And I know that my current situation is wonderful, whether I realize it or I don't realize it. But Hashem, I'm only human, and therefore, and I know that Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that sometimes Hashem wants to give me the $1 billion. He doesn't want me to have the minus in the bank account. He wants me to be healthy. He doesn't want me to be sick. But because I don't have the kalim for it, in order to receive Hashem's kindness, you have to have vessels for it. Because I don't have the kalim, If he were to give it to me without the kelim, it would blind me, it would hurt me. And tefillah makes kelim. Therefore, I know I'm allowed to ask for a refuah shleima, because that's what Hashem really wants. Hashem doesn't want me to be ill. It's just that for him to give me health without a keli to receive that health in, the health could harm me, chas shalom, on spiritual levels. Therefore, every word of tefillah that a person says, he's creating vessels and more vessels, cups and saucers and pitchers into which Hashem can pour the kindness. I always give the example, you have a person who's thirsty, they're dying of thirst, and you got another guy who's holding this fresh, delicious bottle of sparkling water or Coca-Cola, whatever you're into. And the guy says, I'm dying of thirst. And he says, great, here you go. And he starts pouring, and the other person doesn't have a cup, and the water goes all over the floor, and we didn't solve anything. We didn't do anything. So the purpose of our tefillah, when we talk about begging Hashem to change our situation, even though we believe 100% that Hashem knows what's best for us, and right now things are great, but still it's great based on the amount of kelim, based on all kinds of circumstances, which could change in a moment. And if I perceive that I'm in pain, Hashem wants me to express that. Hashem wants me to say, Hashem, it hurts. Help me. Help me. Either take away the pain or give me the brains to realize that the pain is a gift, that it's helping me in 1,000 different ways.
Rav Nosson Zal says, V'chol echod kefi hasagosoi es hamitosoi isborach, and each and every single person, to the degree that that person is zochet to understand the truth of Hashem, kein nizgale loy soid shem mishmoisav isborach, so too, that person is zochet to have revealed to them a particular name of Hashem, kefi hahasoga, based on that person's level of understanding. Ki yesh shivo shemois she'enon nimchokim, because we know the Gemara speaks about and the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about 7 names of Hashem that are not allowed to be erased. V'yesh b'neim kamo dargois, and there are different levels among those names of Hashem. V'shem havaya baruchu l'malam mikulam, the name of Hashem yud kei vav kei is the most, the holiest of them. Ki hu b'chinas shem ho'etzem, that's called the shem ho'etzem of Hashem, the essence of Hashem. Aval gam kol ha'shemois, afilu shem havaya baruch hu rak b'chinas achar habriya. However, all the names of Hashem, including the name Yud Kei Vav Kei, only really came into existence after Hashem went ahead with creation. Shegilo shmoisav yisborach la tzadikim, whereby Hashem revealed his names to the tzadikim, kedei sheyuchlu lahasig amitosa yisborach, so that the tzadikim would be able to understand Hashem's truth. In other words, our way of relating to Hashem is through the names of Hashem. And in fact, Rabbeinu Zal discusses this in a chapter on Likutei Moran, where he says that this is an incredible kindness on the part of Hashem, that Hashem allows himself to be referred to by these names, because otherwise we wouldn't have any way of speaking about Hashem or relating to Hashem. And there Rabbeinu Zal expounds on it. Ki koidem habriya ein loy shem klal, because before creation, Hashem has no name at all. Kemo Yishikosuv, as it says in Posach Eliyahu in the Tikkuni Zohar, V'ant lesloch shem yediya, and you have no name that you're recognized by. That's referring to before the Bria. Ukemuva b'chol sifrei amekubolim, and as is discussed in all these sifrei Kabbalah. Ubebechinas elu hanal hu hachilik shebein madregois hatzadikim. And regarding this, what we're speaking about here, this is where we see the difference between different levels of tzaddikim. She'afal pi she'kulam makirin v'yoidim amitosa yizbora, she'u kulay echad kulay toiv, whereby even though all the tzaddikim recognize and know the truth of Hashem, that Hashem is all one and all good, afal pi ken yesh b'neim chiluk godoil,
Still, there's a major difference, and there are major differences among the tzaddikim. וכפי החילק שביניהם, כמו כן מעשה כל אחד שם ישמו יסב יסבור וכנל. And according to the differences between the tzaddikim, based on their differences, each one is zeichet to understand Hashem and relate to Hashem via a particular name of Hashem.